Yeah, no, anytime, you know, anytime you lose a player for a little bit here, the caliber of Will, you know, it's something the next guy's got to step up. That's the NFL. I mean, that's training camp. Injuries happen. Next guy, next man up. Will will be back. You know, it's not a season-ending injury. He'll be back in Houston rehab, and he'll be back as soon as he can.
What kind of progress was Will making?
He was doing a good job. Yeah, no, he I think you could see the jump from the first year to the second year. I think you see it with all those guys. Braxton Miller's had a really strong camp. Made some plays today. You know, even Nick Martin, who was injured early last year, has made a big difference for us up front. So you see the jump from the first year to the second year with all the guys.
How much do you expect from Jalen concerns his third year?
I have a high expectation for all our players. I mean, I have high expectations for Jalen, high expectations for that whole position. You know, I think Jalen's a good player. He's had a good camp, so see how it all plays out. I want everybody to step up. You know, it's hard to, like, say, what if I say, yeah, I want these two to step up, is that telling the other eight that you're okay, you can just stay, you know what I mean? I want everybody to step up. I want everybody to come out here and play well, do as good a job as they can do, and really just play to the best of their ability, you know. Going back to injuries, injuries happen. It's football. I mean, it's a tough deal, but the next guy's got to step up.
You mentioned Nick. What have you seen from him, the
yeah.
guy who you like so much
yeah.
and got set back with the injury?
Yeah, yeah, he's a good player. He's a tough guy. Looking forward to watching him play in games. He hasn't been able to play in a game yet, you know. So I'm really looking forward to watching him play against Carolina. Keeping him healthy, that's going to be a big key for him because he's a very, very good player. He's strong, smart, tough. Doesn't say much. Good leader. He's got all the intangibles you're looking for.
Does he help make other plays around him better?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's a good communicator, Pat. You know, he does a good job communicating with the guys left and right of him. Because he's smart, you know, and I think he spends a lot of time with the quarterbacks, so he knows what they're thinking with different calls that they're making. He's able to relay it, and I think, like I said, I think he's a strong player.
Bill, what did you get out of the group when you had the referees out there throwing flags, that kind of thing?
Yeah, no, I appreciate Cleet Blakeman, Bill Levy. They're here with their crew. They're here for a few days. I think it's good. I mean, I think we need to see that, see what the foul is. Put it on film, teach the guys. We had a good session with them last night. They spoke to us for about a half an hour about the different rule changes, rule emphasis, things like that. And that was a very, very positive, productive meeting. That's part of the game. You've got to know the rules. You've got to know what's allowed, what's not allowed. For every player, especially the rookies, the rules relative to the NFL compared to college, very different. So it was a good session, and it's good to have them out here.
Bill, what do you think about Miller playing quarterback? Is it more difficult for him considering he's only played receiver for 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to ask him that. He's picking it up really well, John. I mean, he you know, he was coming along last year. He got hurt against Green Bay, and, you know, that was tough. But he's really had a good spring, a very good training camp. He really understands what we're trying to do. He enjoys playing the role that he's playing. Made some plays out there today. I think he's coming along fine. I think the quarterback days are over, you know what I mean? Not saying that we would never line him up back there, but I'm just saying overall the quarterback days are over.
When I watched Wendell Williams, a guy who's just poured himself into this thing, he admitted when he showed up with you guys, he didn't know a whole lot about football. How far has he come from this ultra-raw guy to now looks like nice route runner, those kind of things?
Yeah, he's doing a good job. He came up big for us in a couple games last year, Jacksonville. Came up big for us in Jacksonville game. He's a great kid. He works very, very hard. You know, Wendell's thing is just being out here every day, knowing what to do, getting better every single day. You're right. He's probably learned more football in the last, you know, year or so than he ever learned in his whole life, you know. But he's doing a good job. He's a great kid, great, fun to coach.
Well, I walked the plate, if you don't mind. How tough is it to lose a guy like Cole in that situation?
Yeah, anytime you lose a starter, you know, it's not great. But at the same time, it's the NFL. Injuries happen, and you move forward. You know, I think Will was having a good camp. He won't miss the season. He'll be back eventually. It's not a season-ending injury. Next guy has to step up. Guys, you know, multiple guys. We've got a lot of guys in that room that are talented. You know, we went out there. Some guys made some plays today, so it was good to see that. But Will will be back before you know it.
What do you thought of Drez Anderson?
What's that?
What do you thought of Drez Anderson?
Doing a good job, working hard. He's in the battle.